Hello, and welcome to the Employee Safety Podcast from Alert Media, where you'll hear advice from experienced safety leaders on how to protect your people and business. I'm Peter Steinfeld. Hurricane season is quickly approaching, and Colorado State University has already predicted an historically active season for 2024. I can't think of a better guest to discuss hurricane preparedness, response, and real-world scenarios than Patrick Forand. Patrick is a certified incident commander, FEMA instructor, and was a contract manager at the Florida Department of Health for more than 16 years. He currently leads emergency management, disaster planning, and response for CAN Community Health, a healthcare organization headquartered in Tampa, Florida. Mildly put, he's seen a thing or two when it comes to hurricanes. In this episode, Patrick shares valuable lessons learned from leading the CAN Community Health team through two past hurricanes, Ian and Nicole, as well as best practices for preparedness and response that any organization can apply to their emergency plans. Let's listen in. Hey, Patrick, thanks for being here.
Hey, Peter, great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to our conversation. Let's go ahead and just jump right into it. The first question I want to ask you is about Hurricane Ian. It struck the coast of Florida back on September 28th of 2022. Can you take us back to that time? Specifically, what was the storm like and how were CAN's clinics, staff, and patients impacted by that storm?
Well, as you stated, Ian did make landfall in 2022 in the Cape Coral area, Fort Myers area of Southwest Florida, and then continuing throughout the peninsula, you know, kind of like northeast through the peninsula. We had about six clinics that were in the path of the storm, which for us, we're generally located in the state of Florida. We have about 23 clinics in Florida, so it was going to hit a good portion of our clinics. And so what we try and do is get them prepared prior to, you know, with hurricanes, you know that they're coming. Usually 3, 4, 5 days out, the path is always uncertain. So we get everybody prepared. And to do that, communication is always going to be key. So working with those clinics and getting them ready through Alert Media and other means at the time, because we hadn't completely implemented Alert Media yet. So we weren't really ready on the communication side. We were kind of just continuing to send emails back and forth. The staff were trying to figure out what they needed to do and how they needed to do things, because Florida really hadn't been impacted by storms for a number of years. And CAN has a lot of staff that have moved in and out of Florida, so they've never experienced a hurricane. They've never been through anything like this. They've never had to prepare. They didn't know what to expect. So just trying to make sure that they understood what was needed, but just to really understand it was the hardest part. And not having a fully implemented Alert Media, I think, held us back because we weren't able to get the direct communication in real time with the staff. A lot of them, since it's nurses and doctors, they're not always at their computers. They're not always able to get their emails at one time because they're not looking at instant communication when they're with patients.
Sounds like communication is absolutely fundamental to emergency preparation and response. Would you agree with that?
Oh, of course. Communication is going to be key in really everything that anybody does, because if you're unable to provide information, then people are going to react without the knowledge. And reacting without knowledge is just going to cause more problems. One of the stories that we took away from Ian was our president and CEO was in the direct path of the storm. He had been through a couple in the past, but nothing like Ian. He experienced the 150 mile an hour winds for about 6 to 8 hours. The lake out behind his house, as the storm passed, the water was pushed into his home.
Oh, wow.
And his neighborhood was not really destroyed, but it was heavily impacted with debris, homes not livable, roofs gone. Luckily, his home was able to withstand the storm. But having him go through that, I think, really helped to shape his idea and his thoughts of how other people are impacted by the effects of these storms and what we as an organization can do to help out not only our staff, but also our patients. So what kind of response can we have as an organization to help out the greater community that we serve where our clinics are located? And really not even where our clinics are located, but just where there's big impacts that are felt from storms as large as Hurricane Ian.
And was the impact to your physical structures, your staff, and your patients' homes and their lives the same as the CEO experienced? Or was it kind of just depends on where they were?
It's going to be across the board. We do have other staff that live in the area. Obviously, we have a clinic in Cape Coral, so that was in the direct path. We have a clinic in Northport, which was also very close to the path. And then at the time, we had our headquarters in Sarasota. So all of those locations, the buildings were impacted. We lost a roof in Northport. We had a transponder blow the electrical to our building in Cape Coral. So there were various degrees of impact, but it still impacted us enough to where we were shut down. We were still able to provide services because we can provide them via telehealth. You know, technology these days is great. And that's one thing that COVID impacted was the use and the speed with which individuals have adapted to telehealth. So that really helped us out because we could still provide that care to our patients without a disruption because of the storm.
Yeah, that's an extra element that healthcare organizations have to contend with in these emergencies is that concept of continuity of care. Like, what were response and recovery like as you're trying to manage through this and you're thinking about not just your own people in your own facilities, but that continuity of care for the patients?
Well, and it also starts prior to the storm coming, because what we're able to do is we're able to get medication filled ahead of time. So when the governor for Florida signs an executive order for a disaster declaration, that relaxes some of the pharmaceutical laws. So we're able to get an additional 30 days of medication filled for those patients in case their doctors are impacted, their clinics are impacted, they will not go without medication. So we do that prior. You know, once we have that disaster declaration signed, we're able to do that. And then after the storm, we stay very active in our social media, and hopefully our patients follow that. And we're able to keep them up to date with how we've weathered the storm as an organization, when the clinics are closed, when the clinics are going to be open, and then contact them as quickly as we are able. Our call center, the staff can work from either the office or from home. So if they're not in an area that's been impacted, we can send those calls out via the call center to those patients and let them know what's going on and if their upcoming appointments are able to be continued.
So it sounds like the more you can communicate ahead of time and get ahead of this, you can dramatically reduce the impact, at least to a certain extent, that otherwise would have occurred if you were unable to do this coordination ahead of time.
Yes, definitely.
That's great. Well, what were some of the lessons learned from Hurricane Ian?
I would say that some of the larger lessons learned is having that continuity of communication, being able to provide it from the preparedness and say, you know, 4 or 5 days prior, all the way through the impact of the storm and then post, so that the staff know everything that's going on, because the more they're kept aware, the less stress they have. And then they can just worry about themselves and their families. They don't need to worry about what's going on with the company. And that helps to relieve them and keep them more focused where that focus should be placed, and that's on themselves and their families. I would say another lesson learned is making sure that we have supplies ready to go, trying to keep a cache on hand stashed somewhere in the state that we can easily get to, and then roll out our Can Cares program so that we can go out into those affected areas as soon as safely allowable and provide food, provide supplies, diapers, water, anything that the community is going to need. So those are, I think, two big things: continued communication and a cache of supplies so that we can get out there as quickly as safely possible.
Yeah, I think those are great lessons learned. And you're right. In an emergency, when things aren't normal, people are confused. And when they're confused, they're not productive. They're stressed out, like you said, and they can't do what they're supposed to do. Just the smallest amount of communication can change that whole picture, and it can make things much better.
Right. And that's really where Alert Media comes in, is that use of communication, going into the product and sending out like a poll, 2 or 3 questions. Are you okay? Do you need anything? And then sending that information to the managers and supervisors of those staff so that those managers know that their staff is safe, that they're okay, they don't need anything. Or if they do, we can then assist those staff with whatever things they might need. If they need to get a hotel for a couple of nights, if they need supplies because they now have water in their home, we then can identify those individuals quickly, provide them the supplies that they need or the support that they need, and they then don't need to worry about their jobs because we're taking care of that for them. With being a nationwide company, we're able to bring in staff from areas that are not impacted. So we have the redundancy built in across the country that really assists us in these times of impacts with storms.
No, it's great that you have that reach. And you're right, being able to communicate, it takes the stress not just off the person out in the field, but also off you who's responsible for them. Because when you don't know what's going on in either direction, everyone's under stress. But as soon as you can start that communication, everyone essentially knows what they need to do now. The person out in the field knows that someone's going to come help them. You know who you need to go help. Everyone can get focused. And when people have focus and they're like, okay, I can do these one, two, three things, it kind of removes the stress burden a little bit. Stress comes from just not knowing what the heck is going on or what's going to happen.
And stress is usually a leading cause of how individuals get hurt. Yes, there's always deaths or injuries from carbon monoxide or falling off of roofs post-storm, but it's stress also because, again, with stress on the heart, stress on the body, having to worry about things, that's going to put people in situations that they're not used to being in. And that's what we want to relieve, is that stress from the staff and the patients as well. Because if you're already compromised by having a disease like HIV, then that stress is just going to compound whatever effects you might be feeling right now.
That's right, exacerbating the problem. Well, to add insult to injury, just a few weeks later after that, Hurricane Nicole made landfall in Florida on November 10th of 2022. So how had your approach to emergency management changed from Hurricane Ian just in that short time? And how were the clinics, staff, and patients impacted by that storm?
Well, luckily we were 6 weeks further into our implementation of Alert Media. So the staff had been trained, everyone had accounts set up, and we were able to use the event pages. Even prior to Alert Media, what I would do is I would send out emails with information about the storm, where it is, what to expect, when it's coming. I get everything from NOAA and the National Hurricane Center. I drop in some maps so that people, if they don't understand what the meteorologists are saying that they're listening to on the news, then maybe they can read my emails and get a better picture of what's going to happen. With Alert Media, I created event pages for the storms. So I would send out the event page for Hurricane Nicole and provide the staff updates two or three times a day with what was going on with Nicole, what to expect, when to expect it, personal preparedness plans so that they know how to prepare themselves, and also clinic preparedness plans. You know, like get all the electronics up off the floor in case it floods, things like that, so that they're better prepared and there's less impact on our clinics and our staff if they can get that information quickly.
And the idea behind the event page is it's a more of a static place. You can update it, but it's a place where you can share all sorts of contextual information without having to constantly do push notifications out to people. And they can then visit it at their own pace. Some may visit it every 15 minutes, maybe others once a day, but it gives everything in context as opposed to that point in time information you get in a single email or a single text.
And with those event pages, it shows you the history. So everything is there.
Mm.
And it's brought up a lot quicker than an email, because a lot of the times you'll start to run out of space in an email because it gets too large. Well, you can bring that event page up pretty quickly. I would send out notifications that, okay, I've added the 11 o'clock NOAA update to the event page. Please go read it. So then they would go in and read and see that information. And so again, with Nicole, luckily, it was nowhere near the strength of Ian. We did not have any impacts or damage to any of our locations from Nicole. I don't recall any staff having any issues. So that was lucky for us. The recovery was nowhere near what it was for Ian. So we didn't have to address any building issues. We didn't have to address any staffing issues. And the same thing with the patients. I don't recall that there were as many needed items because, again, the storm was not as strong. Yes, it's a storm. Yes, people were impacted. But luckily, I think we were better prepared because we had already had that storm come through 6 weeks earlier. Yes, some of the supplies were depleted, but we were still able to address everything that we needed to address.
That's great. So did you receive any feedback from your executives or employees about the communication process that you had with them during the storm?
Yes. As the staff became more familiar with Alert Media and saw how beneficial that it could be, they liked the reports. They liked the information that was being provided via Alert Media, because we sent it out not only via email, but we also sent out text messages and push notifications through the app. Now, the push notifications and text messages were smaller in context, but they had the links to the event pages so that they could go directly to those event pages for the storms that were coming through. They felt that the more information that they had access to and the more plain language that I liked to use in those messages, the better they could understand what exactly was going on, and that they didn't really have to rely on others. They knew that they were going to get the information that was coming directly from the trusted sources, and that they also were able to go ahead and get information from their local county or city emergency management. Because I like to include links. I like to include additional information for those areas in the path. And through the use of Alert Media and those messages, they were able to go directly to, say, like the evacuation plans, or they were able to go to the storm surge zones or things like that that I can provide in those updates that I send out. And yes, those messages are very, very valuable to them if they only have 2 or 3 minutes to look at something.
Did you find that proactively providing people with just the right amount of information reduced the burden on you, in that maybe you were getting less calls to repeat the same things over and over that you would have had to explain to people if they were calling you saying, hey, what's going on with the storm? Now you could just push it out and then let them see it on these platforms?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Prior to Alert Media, that's all they would do prior to a storm coming. I'd spend 3 or 4 days before the storm. That's all I would do for 8 hours a day, 10, 12 hours a day. Same thing with after the storm, continuing to monitor. And now just being able to use the product in the way that I do, it's less time and I'm able to focus more on what I do with CAN Community Health.
That's great. So you can be more effective. That's fantastic. Yes. Well, since then, what's really changed since the two storms in 2022? Have you made any notable improvements to your hurricane preparedness, management, or recovery plans?
Yes, we're always reviewing and revising. I spoke a little bit earlier about redundancy and having backups and making sure that we're able to get up and running. And that's always going to be big for us, because we need to be able to provide to our patients as quickly as possible. So being in 3 different time zones, we have that redundancy and we're able to provide phone call services. We're able to provide really anything that we can during those storms. And that really wasn't the case, because as these storms have increased over the last couple of years, so has CAN Community Health. We were nowhere near this big 6 years ago, and we've continued to grow. And we went from about 100 staff 8 years ago to now we're over 500.
Oh, wow.
We went from 1 state to 6 states in that time period. So as we grow, so do our capabilities. And changing those plans as we grow helped us be more effective in responding to and recovering from storms like this. That's really helped us. And with as big as we've gotten, we needed a way to communicate. And that's where Alert Media came in. Because with that, we're able to push out all of the information one way and not having to have multiple conversations or discussions through emails. We come up with what we need to and we push it out. And our plans reflect that. So we've brought in Alert Media to our plans to make sure that we use it when things occur, before, during, and after. So our response plans, our recovery plans have been improved upon as we go through each storm. And the staff have access to those policies and they know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
Well, that's great that you're learning from each bad thing that happens so you can make the next bad thing not as bad.
Yes, as bad as bad things can be, we don't want them to be that bad, right?
Less badness, always good. Well, as we start to wrap up here, you do have quite an extensive background in disaster planning, from Florida's Department of Health to being a FEMA instructor. Do you have any hurricane preparedness advice, or maybe just best practices, that you can share with our listeners that they might take back to their organizations?
What I like to say is preparedness is equal to prevention. In the healthcare world, you can never have enough prevention. And in
the disaster world, you can never have enough preparedness. There's no such thing as over-preparing, just as there's no such thing as over-preventing. So with preparedness, make sure that your staff are prepared. Provide them with the information necessary. There's a lot out there. There's ready.gov that has a lot of great information on personal preparedness. Your local county emergency management has a lot of preparedness information for the local areas that you live or work, because you could work in a different area in which you live, which is great. Well, how do those areas prepare? So you need to best understand preparedness wherever you're going to be. Conduct tests and drills. So you don't know how you're going to react until you're put into that situation, right? So if you're able to conduct a test or a drill, a tabletop exercise, then you know how you are going to respond as well as the others around you. And the more cohesive you are, the more efficient your response is going to be. Get agreements, okay? Put some agreements into place with a local company that could come out and do debris removal, okay? So you can get your parking lot open, or a construction company to come out and check your roof. And if you need the repairs, then that company can do the repairs to your roof. That's also preparing. That's like a business continuity plan. And getting that information put together prior to a storm is going to decrease the amount of time that you're going to be down. And then the less time you're down, the better, because then you can get back to providing your services. And if you're a revenue-based company, get back to bringing the money in. For healthcare, it's treating the patients. The quicker we can open, the quicker we can treat our patients. So again, it really all centers around preparedness. Getting everything ready prior to is really the most important thing that you can do, not only for your organization, but your staff. You've got to put your staff as high as you put the organization. Otherwise, the organization is not going to be as effective as it should be. And that's what really CAN focuses on, is staff and then the organization, because the staff is what makes the organization.
Absolutely. Truer words have never been spoken. Patrick, thank you so much for being on the show. A lot of great advice, a lot of good stuff for our listeners to think about. Really appreciate you being here.
Great. Thanks, you, Peter. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. To learn more about Patrick and his work with CAN Community Health, click the links in the show notes. If you have a suggestion for the show, please leave us comments on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you get your podcasts. Stay safe out there.
Thank you for listening to the Employee Safety Podcast from Alert Media, the industry's most intuitive emergency communication and threat intelligence solution. To learn more about how to protect your people and business during critical events, visit alertmedia.com. Until next time.